dat was de Projection Company. Dat is een andere naam voor de band The It. Met het nummer Boil, Boil the Kettle. Instrumentale versie. Boil the Kettle Mother is van The It. En dit is van een soort goedkope hippie psychedelische plaat die ik toevallig ook heb. En die, daarom herkende je ook het oude tune van de uitzending voor punkers. Maar dan op een andere toerental. Projection Company, Boil the Kettle, 1967, uit Amerika ergens. Daarvoor beeld en geluid verschaften ons torpedo's en geleide wapens. De Britse oorlogsbodem. Ik zie nu pas dat het helemaal geen zin is. Het is zo'n schip met geweldige wapens die in Amsterdam bezoekt. Maar die, wat we dan zien, dat die dingen worden uitgeklapt en de lift waarin de raket wordt... Volgens mij zijn het gewoon stok, zeg maar, films die ze al eerder hadden gedraaid en die ze cadeau hebben gekregen. En waar ze dan een shotje Amsterdam op hebben geplakt. Maar kijk het zelf rustig na, het staat allemaal op het internet rustig te zien voor u allemaal. Beeld en geluid, torpedo's en geleide wapens. De Britse oorlogsbodem. Bristol heet dat ding. Goed, en daarvoor Destroy the Pressure. Want ja, het moet inderdaad dus afgelopen zijn met die kutwapens en die... Teringoorlog. Het kost allemaal geld, het kost mensenlevens, iedereen ongelukkig, vluchtelingen, gezeik. Stop wapens, stop de wapens. Dat Systemfucker uit het heet echt Toyota stad uit Japan. Destroy the Pressure 2015, daar begon dat blokje mee. Dan moeten we nu als een gek naar natuurlijk naar Peru. Yolinda Huamani hebben we hier met een het staat op. Dit is in 2015 op YouTube gezet. En dit is, het filmpje is al een beetje beschadigd. Of in het begin is een beetje hotsbots zit je erin. Maar dan krijgen we een heerlijke wino. Van Yolinda Huamani. Quanto te quiero. Patapu action.
Mayra Producciones Internacionales. Más producciones. La combinación perfecta. Se unen para presentar a Yolinda Huamani.
Greetings, welcome to episode 192 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalia. We're going to start off with this week with a track by Dat Politics. This is the untitled first track off their album, Village.
Wees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Wees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. De schitterende dragers der vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Op het zijn het over de voorhoede der voorzichtig ontstruikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Wees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Hardenberg in Overijssel met zijn fijne bossen en viswater en natuurlijk het unieke ponypark Slagharen dat opnieuw is uitgebreid met wereldattracties. Vraag naar dagtocht 35 bij de spoorwegen en naar speciale weekendarrangementen voor hotels, pensions en campings bij de VVV in Hardenberg.
Kijk kind, ik heb het natuurlijk meer van mijn moeder geleerd. Maar als ik rundvleessoep maak, gebruik ik daar een mooi lapje vlees voor. En dan trek ik daar een lekker bouillon van. Nou, dan doe ik daar wat mooie verse groenten in. Vermicelli, nootmuskaat hoort erbij, wat laurier en peper, niet te veel. En rundvleessoep zoals mijn moeder ze maakte, is de lekkerste rundvleessoep.
Unox, de soepmakers van huis uit.
Locked in the grip of the ultimate evil.
There's nothing you can do. It's already happened.
I exorcise you from this house. You...
Exorcism, where demonic possession lives and evil penetrates the soul.
George, you can help me, George. Take me away from here.
Remember, Jessica. How beautiful
she was. Sensitive, like a child.
This is my child, mine, do you hear? I'll never let you kill it. I'll kill anyone who tries to take him from me.
I'll kill you! I'll kill you!
Mommy! Mommy!
Inside her, a new life is struggling desperately to compel itself into existence.
Biological absurdity. That the development of the fetus is proceeding with absolutely incredible speed.
Papa, don't leave Ken and me alone again with Mommy.
No!
No one must attempt to interfere with her pregnancy, you understand? The child must be born.
Where demonic possession lives and grows and grows and...
Gangster sterben, Gangster sterben, Gangsterboss Nummer 1. Helferin wider Willen, es geht um Diamanten. Viele Diamanten. Verdammt viele Diamanten sogar. Diamanten im Werte von 100 Millionen. Auf dem Wege zwischen Johannesburg und Amsterdam schnappt sich eine Gangsterbande den kostbarsten Koffer der Welt, voll von glitzernden Steinen. Dieser größte Raubüberfall des Jahres gelingt nur mit ausgekochten Tricks, mit minutiöser Planarbeit. Ein Riesenabenteuer gespickt mit Blei.
You have crossed every barrier to reality. You are beyond its limits. And you'll never see it again.
They're coming to get you.
I'm almost certain that someone is after me. Something from my past. From something that happened in my childhood.
They exist. They're coming to get you. They bear the mark of the devil inside them.
Oh, power of evil. She offers herself. Drink this, and you will be free.
They may be your wife, husband, sweetheart.
They're coming to get you.
They may even be your children.
They're coming to get you.
They cannot be exorcised.
They're coming to get you.
This is their time. The Book of Doomsday foretold their coming.
Mitchell, Johnson, take charge of the girl.
This man is an international agent. His name is Mike Murphy, secret agent for the world. Now, secret agent's work calls for violence, cold-bloodedness, and even cruelty. An international agent has to choose between being killed and killing. Mike Murphy, international agent, is faced with this choice at every turn. In his single-handed struggle with rival gangs of international spies for possession of a terrifying secret weapon.
The atomic agency will give you $2 million. I just have to find the plate somehow and break your neck, of course.
Life is cheap, and so is death. But he finds time for play.
The thief. Police officers, a convicted thief.
Your new name is Raymond Cruikshank.
An imprisoned thief.
You are a naturalized American.
An escaping thief who leads a charmed life. Espionage, murder, and intrigue.
They're not going to be fighting each other. They've had it. They've had a big fight, like two kids in a schoolyard. You know, they fight like hell. You can't stop them. Let them fight for about 2-3 minutes. Then it's easier to stop them.
And then daddy has to sometimes use strong language.
You have to use strong language. Every once in a while, you have to use a certain word.
China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large brain.
We've won this. This war has been won.
But what happened is, you have to see it, it's very cool. Missiles launched, missiles launched, missiles launching. They're launching, okay, we're ready. And then at 7 seconds, fire, fire, fire. It's the most unbelievable thing. Fire, boom, fire, boom.
Poliomyelitis. Encephalitis. Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Ringworm. Infectious diarrhea, murine typhus, malaria, influenza, communicable diseases, many diseases like tuberculosis, poliomyelitis, and influenza survive in man and are spread from person to person. Some diseases spread by other means. Rats may carry typhus. Mice may cause bacillary dysentery. Mosquitoes bring malaria, dengue, encephalitis. Ticks bring Rocky Mountain fever, relapsing fever. Flies carry typhoid, trachoma. Fleas carry bubonic plague. Some diseases spread from contaminated meat or food. Raw milk may cause diphtheria, undulant fever. Polluted water, schistosomiasis, cholera. Every year, hundreds of thousands of people suffer from communicable diseases.
Dat is toch dat ondeugende programma van die linkse oproerkraaiers?
The devil called Satan has many alluring traps to enslave victims into a life of misery and hurting. My father, an accordionist, said to my mother, I can go into these places and take a social drink. I don't have to become an alcoholic. You know, that's the way the devil fools a lot of people. Come on, take that first drink. Take that first LSD trip. Take that first jag of marijuana. Lives are ruined. And soon I saw father coming home intoxicated, inebriated, yea, drunken on Saturdays and Sundays. As he entertained more nights the second year, the third year, I soon did not know what it was to have a sober father, and we had hell on earth for all liquor can produce. We need an old-fashioned evangelist like Billy Sunday today to tell us what to do with liquor. He used to say, liquor's all right in its place, but its place is in the bottom of hell. And the church member who takes his liquor in moderation does so because he takes Jesus Christ in moderation, for no man can serve two masters. Matthew 6:24.
Now, why do you think that I, as your physical education and health teacher, would ask you to bring these pictures in? All right, Chris.
For you to know what we want to be, and in case, and if we took a drug, we couldn't be that.
Took a drug? What kind of drug are you talking about?
Wait a minute.
Now, what you're saying is that I wanted to know what you wanted to be when you grow up, in case you took a drug?
No.
No?
If we took a drug, we couldn't be that.
Oh, you're saying if you took a drug, you couldn't be what you want to be when you grow up? What?
Each year, there are around 178,000 booze-related deaths in the U.S., about 120,000 male deaths, and 59,000 female deaths. For Area of Medicine, written on the topic of cocaine withdrawal, listed the symptoms as depressed mood, psychomotor agitation, psychomotor retardation, craving for cocaine, insomnia, and vivid unpleasant dreams. And yet, cocaine use is increasing all over the world. As demand remains high, farmers and traffickers from South America will keep making and selling it. That means more cocaine-related violent deaths. A recent article in the Dutch media website said 4 out of 5 assassinations in the Netherlands were linked to cocaine trafficking. In Europe, traffickers from Balkan countries now work with Latin American cartels, which is one reason why Europe has seen so much more cocaine use in recent years.
Loyalty. Corruption.
Getting away with murder. Sex, drugs, pissing on America, fucking up the music.
Joe became involved in it. Joe was convicted for the killing of 8 youths in upstate New York. Joe has been released from prison. The times have changed, but the man hasn't.
Soldier of fortune.
He discovered a legendary...
Look, man, I don't need that kind of shit.
Uncovered.
Look, man, I don't need that kind of shit.
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television set. Even when the set is turned off, the brain receives the input.
They've been told that we're commies trying to bring down the government.
Isn't it lovely?
And I've just received word that our forces have won a major victory. The underground terrorist network has been destroyed here on the West Coast. We are all crisis alert. The situation is normal again.
A river of death. An ex-CIA agent trying to live in peace while the mob prepares for war in the streets of South Miami. In this unsuspecting city, history's greatest experiment, what would you do if you witnessed a murder? Knew you would be next. The successful businessman. He's being blackmailed by a vicious porno underworld.
Mythical beasts. Sorcerers. Magical monsters.
Manning Johnson was a Negro. He was also a member of the Communist Party. He joined the party as a young man because he honestly believed that the communists were trying to improve the conditions of his people. He was a dedicated communist. But after many years, Manning Johnson finally came to the realization that the communists weren't the least bit interested in improving the conditions of the Negro people. He discovered that instead they were merely planning to use his people, and these are his words, to use them as cannon fodder.
Nuclear weapons. Danger from blasts, heat,
or nearby radiation effects. Also from fallout. Fallout, which may occur miles and miles away from the blast. Everybody needs to know. Yes, this does mean you. One day, just bits fall out of the mushroom cloud of the nuclear explosion and settle on the ground. These bits of matter can be dangerous. You are exposed to some radiation.
But against an enemy of God, nuclear explosion occurs, what do you do? The most important thing is to get as close as possible without showing the gun. You smile. You lock their eyes with yours. You take the gun, you aim towards the middle, and you fire twice. Boom, boom. You fire one more shot right into the head. Understand?
When the police are going to be banging on our doors again.
What are you going to do?
Kill them.
No. You're going to smile at them.
We'll kill them with righteousness, for our cause is just. Someday, when the next chapter of the Bible is written, you will all be in it.
For your special Passover offering of $1,000 or more as the Holy Spirit leads, you will also receive the beautiful 10-inch Waterford Crystal Cross. Don't miss your moment to release seven supernatural blessings and provision into your life.
Mustard gas is one of the most well-known chemical weapons used during the Great War. Here's a fact for you. Mustard gas isn't a gas. It's not even a mustard. It's actually a liquid at room temperature, which actually made it more effective in warfare. The thick and oily liquid would stick to most surfaces for days on end. And to take advantage of this, mustard gas was packed into artillery shells, which bombarded the battlefield. The artillery explosions would turn the liquid into a fine mist, spraying all over the place. What's worse is that the lethal liquid would slowly vaporize in warmer temperatures, creating creeping death clouds which would engulf soldiers. This vicious vapor had a strong garlic or mustardy odor, which is how the chemical got its namesake. But no matter if it's a gas or a liquid, the horrible effects still remain the same. And I hope you're ready for some brief chemistry lessons here, because I'm going to be giving you a rundown of how these chemicals affect the human body. And since I'm a chemical engineer during my day job, burning and pain in your throat and nasal passages.
Throughout all time. All through his ordeal, the new member finds strong support in the company of the others. Here is a social group of which he can feel a part. And whatever his problems, others show how they have conquered theirs.
10 years ago, the doctors all gave me up. Said liquor was killing me. Said I didn't have the courage to stop drinking. Well, I didn't. Until AA helped me get the courage. I've been dry for 10 years now. Any of you can do as much if you want.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Erectile Dysfunction Treatment Options. Number 2. Secondary ED. Secondary erectile dysfunction occurs when a man previously had no problems with intercourse but now faces difficulty. This means that everything was normal before, but now erectile dysfunction has developed. This can happen due to changes in health or lifestyle. For example, diabetes. If someone develops diabetes, high blood sugar levels can damage blood vessels and nerves, leading to ED.
Have you ever wondered why societies sometimes seem to lose their collective minds? Why seemingly rational people can suddenly embrace irrational beliefs in masses? These phenomena have puzzled thinkers and historians for centuries. This dangerous social phenomenon is called mass psychosis. But before we discuss this, consider this quote from the renowned psychologist Gustave Le Bon. The masses have never thirsted after truth.
This is the organism that causes syphilis. Gonorrhea is caused by a bacterium. There are other kinds of venereal disease, but gonorrhea and syphilis are the two common ones. Some kinds of organisms thrive in spoiled food, some in water. Some can live for long periods on a dry utensil. But the organisms of gonorrhea and syphilis live in people, dying almost immediately when they're exposed to air or light or soap and water. There are old tales about these diseases being transmitted by towels or toilet seats or doorknobs. It's time these tales were stopped. Gonorrhea and syphilis are passed from person to person by intimate bodily contact. When there is sexual contact, One infected person is very likely to infect the other.
Mass psychosis is an epidemic of madness where a large portion of society loses touch with reality, descending into delusions.
Find cover immediately. Don't look at the flash. Stretch out. Head for safer cover. Another bomb may fall. Shed your outer garments. They may have radioactive particles on them. Stay down for about 1 minute. By then, the danger from radioactivity, heat, and blast have passed. Protect your eyes.
America is erger than Groot-Brittannië.
The infamous white power.
Groot-Brittannië is erger than America. Rusland is erger than allebei. En elk is erger en verderfelijker dan de andere. Zag hierin een aanval op de islam en riep een jihad op.
At this moment, you're at this moment, you're over 100 feet below the surface. Order is understood by all.
Plan quick strike with plan quick strike.
Figuration, but will not proceed beyond Applejack control line without further orders. Please keep us advised.
Fully loaded and combat operational. Also, how soon can we have a strike backup capability for the alert force? And another item.
Remind the unit that the surface evacuation of dependents is automatic with quick strike.
Yes, sir. Put through the conference call.
Notify our people in the Far East and Supreme Allied Commander Europe we're taking off. And tell them if we are authorized to proceed.
We've just received reports that large groups of Soviet aircraft have been sighted over Germany, France, Denmark, the Netherlands, and Belgium. Our initial reports show that bombs have been dropped on airfields near Hamburg, Frankfurt, Bitburg, and Fürstenfeldbruck, as well as Amsterdam, Brussels, and Toul. Reports are still coming in, showing extensive damage.
This is X-ray. Urgent, urgent.
Hold it, Zebra. I just got an urgent from X-ray. I'm cutting off. Go ahead, X-ray.
Nuclear weapons have been dropped on Osaka, Okinawa, Yokohama, and Tokyo. More information to follow.
Wenn die Gewalt
durch diesen Spinner werden wir reich
nicht mehr unter Kontrolle ist, wenn die Schuldigen nicht verurteilt werden, wenn das Verbrechen nicht bekämpft wird.
Waffe fallen lassen!
Bleibt als einzige Hoffnung.
Wo ist er? Sie werden ihn finden.
Nur ein Korb, der bereit ist, gegen die Hölle zu kämpfen.
There'll be no peace until Jesus comes. That's what the Antichrist promises. Any teaching of peace prior to his return is heresy. It's against the word of God. It's Antichrist.
Well, nuclear war. And the second coming of Jesus Christ, Armageddon, and the coming war with Russia. What does all this have to do and to say with and to you and me? It says this, prepare to meet thy God. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, none of this should bring fear to your heart, because we're going up in the rapture before any of it occurs. Hey, it's great being a Christian. We have a wonderful future ahead.
No injury gets better until the score's been even.
I certainly feel that way.
So did our ancestors. You remember the Bible? An eye for an eye. You see this amulet? I picked it up in an antique shop. It was sold to the dealer by a woman whose ancestors had emigrated from the Carpathian Mountains. She claimed that it had been in her family for 7 generations. It's a strange metal with a cat's eye for a centerpiece. It can heal and it can destroy. And it can destroy.
You smoke crack, don't you? Crack. Terrible drug. Insane. Causes insanity, literally.
Investing in America, $20 trillion. No country's ever done anywhere even near that, like a fraction of that. Biden did less than $1 trillion in 4 years. They did $20 trillion. We're going to do over $17 trillion in 8 months. By the time we end, we could do over $20 trillion. There's never in China, no matter where you go, there's never been.
Perhaps I can help you, Chuck. I think the election was a victory for good government. It might also be called a victory for propaganda. But that would have been equally true if our opponent had won.
But how can you study it?
Well, you can begin by investigating the techniques of propaganda. Here, I've listed some of the main ones.
What? I said, quote them to me. Tracy, he gave me every word in verse 1, every word in verse 2, every word in verse 3, and did not miss a verse. Yet he says, like most of the young people today, I do not buy the music for the lyrics. I buy the music for the beat.
Albert Long is not only concerned with the lyrics on some of today's albums, but also with their packaging. He suggests satanic symbolism on several of today's albums.
Dr. J.L. Williams, who's been involved in youth ministry for the past 20 years, is very knowledgeable on biblical symbolism.
And there are certain symbols here, negative symbols, that I think are very dangerous that people need to be aware of. Now let's begin with an album by a group that is pretty notorious, the group called Kiss. Now, number one, you would see that certain parts of the men's uniforms all accentuate the genitals of a male. Now, I just have to be very explicit here. Psychologically speaking, these are phallic symbols or an emphasis on the genitals of the male. And we see the women down here rather faceless, to me denoting the subjugation of women to men and the strong sexual orientation of this. And of course, a look of defiance in the face of the people. Now,
wie schmeckt die jetzt gut?
Der Trinkimbiss. Gestern noch gab Mutter Natur die Sicherheit einer ausgewogenen Ernährung. Heute gibt, das ist abwechslungsreiche, ausgewogene Vollnahrung, die ihr Hund täglich braucht, um quick, lebendig und gesund durchs Leben zu springen. Dann sagen sie auch morgen noch, ein ganzer Kerl, dank.
Ich dachte erst, meine Freundin übertreibt, aber ich hab's ausprobiert. Ist wirklich so sicher wie eine dicke Binde, obwohl sie viel dünner ist. Und das ist sehr angenehm.
Für alle Tage der Periode. Super dünn und super sicher.
Dieses Paket mit der roten Schleife gibt es jetzt wieder bei Ihrem Kaufmann. Es ist unser Bestes, das besondere 4,5 Kilo Angebot. Viele Hausfrauen nehmen da gerne gleich mehrere Pakete mit. So ist unser Bestes meist schnell vergriffen. Denken Sie deshalb wieder rechtzeitig an Ihren Vorrat und greifen Sie doppelt zu. Das lohnt doppelt. Da weiß man, was man hat. Guten Abend.
Kommen die frische, grüne Wiesen, frische Luft. Mit Schaumbad, frische Haut und frischer Duft.
Ja, Schaumbad, das ist der frühlingsfrische Duft und die belebende Frische für die ganze Familie.
In jemand mit dicke Borste. Mit Tite, eine Mutter, die hem mit sein Faust in het Gesicht rammt. Und an der dicke Hand. Sorry, ein ander keertje praten wir verder. Als jij niet ophoudt met lachen, dan schopt hij op straat, gnoom.
Ik moet vaak glimlachen. Dat moeten we ook anders. En het is geen schande om braaf te zijn, nietwaar? Geef haar een zakdoek, dwerg. Dan kan ze het slijm van de smoel vegen. Overigens bleef die dikke hoer beneden de verwachting. Ze was het geld dat ze vroeg niet waard. Oké, stelletje smeerlappen, duiken jullie maar in je bed om je voorhuid te pijnigen. Nou, zijn jullie nog niet weg? Opgedonderd!
And have also sent us messengers, including Jesus. And to communicate our Creator's desire to meet with us, we must build an embassy. To know more about the Elohim Embassy Project, please contact us at ElohimEmbassy.org.
Those Labubu dolls are demonic. Get rid of them.
It is that deep. I just watched a video, multiple videos at this point, but this specific one was this girl was came to her mom upset because she said her Labubu doll eyes turned green. And then it smiled at her. The smile on it got larger. That mom went and actually ended up lighting it on fire and burning it. That is exactly the right thing to do. People think these are just dolls. These are harmless. It's not that deep. It is that deep. If you look at the original story, the person who invented the Labubu, where he got the idea from.
Cocaine, the infamous white powder that somehow made it from ancient coca leaves in South America to boardrooms, nightclubs, and bad decisions worldwide. If cocaine had a LinkedIn profile, its bio would read, fast-acting stimulant, specializes in euphoria, confidence boosts, and ruining bank accounts.
There are no civilians. We are all at war.
Stay here and I'll kill them.
This is civilization's jungle. After the jackals of society have ruthlessly ravaged it, ending the world of decency.
I killed two men.
I tried to kill them too, but I missed. I just wasn't a good enough shot.
The lawless are on the loose, making it necessary for law-abiding citizens to make their own law.
When I get going, fire a shot over their heads. Maybe that'll upset them.
After all these years, I thought I knew you, but you turned out to be a stranger.
We are fighting for our lives, Anne. My family must survive.
Pain. The most shocking experience.
The pain entirely gone. But you'll remember that it's important to obey me. Always.
Who am I? What am I doing? I'm living a nightmare. A horrible urge comes over me. I feel a strength that's almost frightening. It takes possession of me. I must do something awful, but when I try to remember...
You will. And when you know the whole truth, when you realize the part that you've played in saving mankind from his own destruction, you'll be proud.
But in the meantime, what I do, what you make me do, I feel it's wrong.
Wrong? Who's the judge of that? The final result will justify everything. Empty your mind of doubts or misgivings.
Your responsibility. Like master and slave,
like brain and arm.
And I know I can trust you. I'm also...
Hallo, Senor Torte! Senor Torte! Torquillochen, ich will dir guten Tag sagen, mal die Patschern drücken. Möchte wissen, wo dieser Bratenbengel sich rumtreibt. Senor Torquillino! Der muss doch eine irre Sehnsucht nach mir haben. Hörte dich!
Meiner steht draußen, das Auto reicht. Was zierst du dich?
Welcher Abschnitt?
Ein dodelijke ziekte, die wordt veroorzaakt door het radiusvirus. Het is een dodelijke ziekte die wordt veroorzaakt door een virus dat in het speeksel van een dier zit. Het virus komt met name voor bij honden, vleermuizen, katten en soms apen. Via een beet, maar ook door een krab of een lik, kun je besmet worden. Vermijd daarom zoveel mogelijk contact met kleine zoogdieren. Ook leuke kleine hondjes en katten kunnen al besmettelijk zijn voordat ze zelf ziek worden. Zoek bij een beet, krab of lik op slijmvlies of niet intacte huid onmiddellijk medische hulp. Neem voor hulp contact op met de alarmcentrale van jouw zorgverzekering.
A serene collection of volcanic mayhem, world domination and the art of trying new things. Because today we set our sights upon the most noble goal of all, destroying the entire planet. By causing a global pollution crisis and sinking humanity into the sea, we can once and for all solve the environment. Given our goal is complete and utter planetary destruction, we need someone capable of melting forests, fossil fuels and the polar ice caps.
Welcome to the United States of America. You can consider us friends.
Facing six other random nations, we're also on apocalypse mode, which I'll explain later, which preceded our discovery of something that would doom human civilization, government, allowing us to adopt smart policies like urban planning, surveys, and becoming a god king. After receiving a free builder from tribals, because we're playing on apocalypse mode, natural disasters are now ordinary occurrences. With enough CO2, every tile will flood, destroying each civilization all at once. But who would be psychotic enough to do that? Screw you, I've got money. And my scouts to flank. Hey barbarians, your mother was an Ungabunga. By pelting people with rocks, we awoke the fundamental question of the human race. How can we hurt the people we don't like even more? As additional barbarians funneled into the prehistoric meat grinder, we press-ganged our club-wielding 4chan users forward and evicted the homo sapien opposition. Our society had also rapidly advanced, now learning to use our feces to draw on walls. With the Grand American Empire having advanced so greatly, it made sense we'd also enter the classical era under a golden age. This meant we could dedicate ourselves to one of four bonuses for the coming era: science, culture, architecture, or religion. And given our great American roots, it's time for the exodus of the evangelicals. Ushering us into the new age was developing political theory, which we gained by invading our neighbor. American philosophy at its finest. Here we could reform our government, becoming a classical republic, oligarchy, or my personal favorite, totalitarian autocracy. You can never go wrong if there's nobody to disagree. They don't want peace, they want problems.
When I see strength and courage, I'm reminded of a famous expression: to offer, you have nothing to share but bitterness. We have beauty, we have light, we have goodness, we have determination, we have vision, we have strength. We built the world that we inhabit now, generation by generation. And we will defend this world. We will defend goodness. We will defend light. We will defend virtue. You cannot terrify us. You cannot frighten us. You cannot threaten us. Because we are on the side of goodness. We are on the side of God.
The Navy is planning for the offensive employment of biological and chemical warfare. Biological and chemical warfare have two principal objectives: to reduce the enemy's production of food by destroying his crops and his food-producing farm animals, and to incapacitate the enemy's armed forces and that portion of his human population that directly supports them.
I'll never apologize for the United States of America.
Ever.
I don't care what the facts are.
Nighttide, with its boundless power, tainted by strange, sinister terror.
You saw how she looked at me, how she spoke to me. She's one of them. Johnny, I'm so afraid.
You're a stranger here, and I guess you don't know what everybody here knows.
Ellen, dear.
In the past 2 years, Morris had two boyfriends, and they're both dead now.
Feel suspense. Suspense that grips your heart in a vice. Feel fear. Numbing, paralyzing fear. Most terrifying war of nerves.
I arise to establish my legal right and dominion over this region.
You just put the law in my hands.
Every territory which you have given me to respect no authority.
Send some men out here fast. The nightmare that becomes a shocking reality.
If you touch me, you'll be prison for life.
Citizens, remember that to get your ration of gray sludge, you have to be a cog in the machine. And you have to wear a gray unitard. Thank you for your conformity.
No more of this! I want to be free! I want to dance again! I want to sing! Whatever happened to individualism? Individuality! I'm me! When I'm me, I'm me!
Individual, cited. Deploy the conformity police.
Colors show my freak flag fly! No, citizens! Rise up with me! Dance! Sing!
Wait! Don't hurt him! I'm inspired! I've always wanted to break dance!
Me too!
Me too!
That's the spirit! Viva la revolution! When I'm me, I'm me!
These barrels of radioactive waste are being dumped into the Atlantic Ocean, 120 miles from the coast of New York City.
Who said in 2 Chronicles 7:13-16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I
vermetele onwetenden, weet dan dit: wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben.
Vermetele onwetenden, weet dan dit: wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
I don't understand why you let the people down and make them feel so grand. You flood the world with AI pics of yourself on the cross, stealing the holy spotlight, turning faith into your boss.
Antichrist superstar.
Do you think you're who they say you are?
Antichrist superstar.
Pope versus Trump, this is the final war.
You fight with the Pope and pretend you're the light. Antichrist.
Chosen one, look at the crowds I get. Bigger than Jesus ever was, don't you forget.
Red hats in the millions, screaming my holy name. I'm bringing back the glory, I'm rewriting the game. Pope, prophet,
charlatan in a suit.
I'm the light, I'm the truth,
I'm the absolute.
Interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
tijd rijp, glorieert der mensheid. Van grootheid, roem en kracht. Van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder niet zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035-83-88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Greetings, welcome to episode 192 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalia. We're going to start off with this week with a track by Dat Politics. This is the untitled first track off their album Villager, or maybe it's Villager.